Charged, never convicted. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Got a fine guest joining me soon. He is the Democratic Party of Wisconsin Chair Ben Wickler. Have him react to Rojo and other topics. But I've got an article, and I'm going to play a little backyard politics here in the great state of Wisconsin. Not that I haven't been doing that all day. But Vice News reporting Trump has pushed the Wisconsin GOP into a full meltdown. Now, John Nichols doesn't agree with this, but I'm going to read some of this article. Cameron Joseph, the conspiracy theorists have taken over the party, says Wisconsin Republican Kathy Berner. She's retiring. Accusations of slander, leaked documents, fake news pushed by a right-wing conspiracy website, staff forcibly reassigned, angry warnings from former President Donald Trump. Wisconsin Republicans have broken into open warfare about how to push Trump's election lies, pitting conspiracy theorists who think the 2020 election was outright stolen against against the Republicans who merely want to make it harder to vote. Got to draw a distinction between those two parties. It shows that no matter how far establishment Republicans go to trying to please Trump and his most hardline supporters, they still risk his wrath if they don't fall into line with his demands. And it's a clear sign of what kind of laws Wisconsin might get if Republicans win unified control of the state in this fall's midterms. Did we mention there's a new Republican gubernatorial candidate? Senatorial wannabe Kevin Nicholson, I guess, is settling for a run on governor. He's taking on the Republican establishment. That also could, pull it apart, but let's read more from the Vice. This infighting has Wisconsin Republicans angrier at each other than they are about the Green Bay Packers' loss last weekend. The conspiracy theorists have taken over the party, said Wisconsin State Senator Kathy Bernier, a Republican whose election bill Trump attacked this week. Absentee ballot boxes. Tensions have been simmering for months, but they boiled over in recent days with nasty accusations and bitter recriminations. Trump-aligned Wisconsin GOP state rep Timothy Rantham, that guy, falsely accused Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Robin Voss of being in league with Hillary Clinton. Is there a worst accusation you could throw at a Republican? He's in league with Hillary. Voss responded by stripping Rantham of his lone staffer. Then someone leaked a draft version of the Republicans' election reform bill to the conspiracy theory promoting website Gateway Pundit, which claimed that Voss was secretly pushing legislation to expand the use of ballot drop boxes in the state, even though it wasn't actually Voss's bill. That got Trump's attention. So here's what Trump responded. Some rhino Republicans in Wisconsin are working hard in hand with others to have drop boxes again placed in Wisconsin. These fools are playing right into the Democrats' hands. Drop boxes are only good for Democrats and cheating, not good for Republicans. Trump complained in a Monday morning statement. Wisconsin GOP leaders have been trying to walk a fine line for months, inflaming their base's fury in what they think was a rigged 2020 election to push for election law changes that would make it easier for them to win in future elections. They passed bills to eliminate most ballot drop boxes, making it harder to request mail ballots and tightening voter ID rules in a way that could make it harder for disabled people to vote. So what, they figure. But Trump's angry statement left them scrambling for a plan B and made it more likely that if the GOP wins back power in the 2022 midterms, they'll pass even more extreme voting laws in arguably the country's most important swing state. Here's a quote. Matt Batzel, he's a Trump-aligned Wisconsin Republican operative. All of this is just finally coming to a head. There's a disconnect between elected officials and the base. Yeah, the base is crazy. Crazy, crazy. They think that Rantham's little proposition, Rantham being the assembly Republican here, that we should just throw out the electoral results in the state of Wisconsin. That was a proposition that they try to bring to the floor this week. Now, that was defeated by other Republicans. Apparently, there are a few holding the line, question mark. Bernier's draft bill would have created new security regulations and limitations, but allowed drop boxes for absentee ballots. Ballot boxes were once an uncontroversial and bipartisan measure. Voss supported it in 2020. That was what? Last election. But it's become a lightning rod on the right. And after Trump attacked the bill, Voss and other top GOP officials, including former Wisconsin Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish, the party's frontrunner for governor, quickly disavowed it. Because Trump's telling them how to think. Here's a quote. "For one of our colleagues to share that with the Gateway Pundit is despicable. That is wrong. It is where you cannot trust the people in your own party," Bernier told the Vice News. State law isn't clear on the issue, but some counties have used ballot boxes for years, and the Wisconsin Elections Commission has said they are allowed. Counties greatly expanded their use in 2020 amidst the pandemic. Maybe you've heard of it, Republicans. Conservatives have sued to try and ban them, and a local judge ruled 2 weeks ago that they're right. Now, that's been overturned, moving to make it harder for voters to return their absentee ballots. The ultimate decision on whether that ruling stands will land with the, conservative Wisconsin Supreme Court. Random pulled another stunt on Tuesday night, attempting to pass a bill to decertify the 2020 election. That's when you know it's getting kind of bad. When they're trying to throw out the last election, you know, the one that Random got elected in. But let me read on. They wanted to hand Wisconsin electors to Trump instead of Biden. That's not possible, but it didn't stop the Gateway Pundit from claiming the assembly had voted to decertify the election. That was a claim they were making. The Gateway Pundit was putting up the fake news, saying that that vote took place. Now, Jim Steinke, who is the, Wisconsin Republican Assembly Majority Leader, texted at them, no, we didn't, and an emoji. All of this infighting comes even though Wisconsin Republicans have been bending over backwards to appease their base while using the fury Trump has fueled to try and tighten voting laws heading into the midterms. The state has conducted two audits, one nonpartisan, one conducted by the conservative group that's suing against drop boxes. That's the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, folks. And that study from Will found that no evidence of widespread voting fraud occurred in 2020. But Voss authorized an additional taxpayer-funded partisan investigation into the election and put a conservative, I'm going to insert my favorite word for Gableman, corrupted former state Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman to lead it. Gableman has rampaged around the state, threatening to jail local clerks and elected officials who refuse to sit for closed-door depositions with his investigation, while refusing to transparently share the findings with the public. Now, earlier we talked about Robin Voss went down to see Trump in Alabama, right? Voss claims he has been giving Trump nearly weekly updates on the investigation, this partisan investigation being led by Gableman in Wisconsin. You know what we found out in the courts this week? The lawyer, sort of the point person on this investigation, cannot tell us whether or not Gableman is actually giving reports of his investigation to the assembly. So we know Trump's getting updates, but what about the assembly? Apparently they're the ones that actually give, some justification, some credibility question mark to this partisan investigation. Here's another quote. "It harms both sides. You haven't done enough to make election with stolen people happy or give them what they want, but you're also doing too much for anyone with any sanity," said one Wisconsin GOP strategist. "They're at each other's throats because they can't agree on the best way to suppress or steal an election," my soon-to-be guest, Democratic Party Chairman Ben Wickler, told Vice News. "And while this specific tension may recede soon, intra-party tensions over how far to change voting laws are unlikely to abate heading into the midterms. With a competitive primary for governor and other contests that are already turning into races to the right." Can't wait for the Nicholson-Rebecca Clayfish war to start. Here's the conclusion of this fine article. Cameron Joseph at the Vice News ends with a quote. "The establishment will have a hard time winning any election in 22 if they don't handle this issue properly. If they tiptoe around it or do 5% of it to try and pacify the base, they're going to be in big trouble. The base wants action." Well, that's the Republican base. The Republican base that literally believes the big lie. Those are the ones that want the action. And I see there's new polling out. I'll share that in a minute with you, but you can be a part of this show. Still time for you at 844-967-2789. Mark from the SAC, you've been patient. Welcome, Mark. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, well, thanks. Thank you. And I just briefly, that why didn't you qualify for SSI when after your mother passed away to pay for your education?
But, I'm not clear, Mark. I think that perhaps because I was awarded the state any dollars that came SSI survivor benefits, I think probably flowed through to the state of Wisconsin to help, you know, pay a foster family to raise my ass.
But that should pay for your college education, as I understand it. But
well, it worked out okay for Paul Ryan, less so for me, man. I had to join the Army to pay for college.
Yeah, well, and what the, you know, if the, what the heck is wrong with Dropbox? As long as it's secured, you know, the and they can't be manipulated, that it's just a box we're dropping our lawful ballots into. And I don't notice Republicans, you know, screaming bloody murder about the ballot bags, the broken security seal ballot bags that Kathy Nichols took home in the Prosser election back some years ago.
13 that, or 14. You can't relitigate the last election, Mark. Only Republicans can do that.
It's ridiculous. I mean, and it just is. Like I said before, you have to cast the net as wide as you can for these people involved in this conspiracy to overthrow the government of the United States. That drag them all down. If they all end up in chains and in a deep dark cell, fine. I mean, that I'm. We have to confront these guys because these guys are willing to commit violence to block people from voting in the future. I think and. We have to recognize that and make sure that they can't do that. It's scary what they're going to do.
Well, Mark, it is a little scary. Appreciate your call and appreciate you listening to Devil Radio and WAUK 540 AM and the Shaw 101 FM. We got a fine guest joining me. I see he's in the queue. Ben Wickler. He is the Democratic Party of Wisconsin chair. He joins us within minutes. But here's one quick thought. Polling. Regarding whether or not Joe Biden could literally, at this stage, be replaced by Donald Trump as the president, Rantham style, if you will. Roughly 1 in 6 Americans believe there may be a path to replace President Joe Biden with former President Trump before the next presidential election, according to new Monmouth University polling. 17% say they still see a path to reinstating the former president. Guys like Rantham are giving them this false impression, right? But 17%, I mean, the entire Republican Party is maybe 40%. So you're talking about roughly half of the Republican Party? Despite Trump losing both the popular and electoral votes to Biden in the 2020 election, 6% say they definitely see a path. Well, there's 10 Rantham. 11% say there's probably a path. Well, as the Hill article points out, there's no legal way for Trump to be reinstated as president before the 2024 elections. The U.S. Constitution doesn't provide for such a possibility. And if Biden was somehow removed, Vice President Kamala Harris, she'd be next, right? The vast majority of those surveyed in the Monmouth poll, 77%, say there's not a path for Trump to be reinstated, you think? 56% that say there's definitely not a possibility. I guess I'd count myself in that group. Still, the poll underscores the extent to which some Americans remain convinced Trump actually won the 2020 race, even though he lost by 74 electoral votes. Ron Johnson today is still saying, you know, maybe the election's not going to be overturned, but I'm suspicious. And therefore, of course, you know, we got to keep changing voting laws. Those absentee ballot drop boxes in the state of Wisconsin before Trump objected, they're being proposed by Republicans. They were proposed in the last election cycle by Republicans. Republicans control the elections, or at least the laws that affect the elections. These were all Republican propositions. Ben Wickler, Democratic Party of Wisconsin, is next.